Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:55 British Summer Time. Today is August 5th. Well, today's been a relatively quiet day in the markets. Let's have a look at what actually has been happening. Wall Street closed out the day a little bit softer, nothing in the way of downward dynamics. Europe was pretty much the same. The DAX went up and had a look at 5,500 in the last day or two, but closed down on the day. And the FTSE was down about 0.5%. And in Asia, the scene was relatively similar. Now, we've seen two consecutive days, and some of them rather large, in markets such as Taiwan and Singapore. And Hong Kong has been a little bit easier. China, the A-share market, has been testing its highs, making incremental new highs in the last couple of days, but not breaking out in emphatic fashion. And a couple of the resources-type markets have pulled back a little bit from their highs. But again, nothing in the way of downward dynamics to really shake the bulls out of their positions. And of course, we have seen that a number of these markets have become overextended in the short term, and some consolidation of gains, at the very least, is probably warranted at this point. And looking beyond stock markets, we saw that the dollar was a little bit, well, finished up a little bit weaker on the day, and the pound continues to break upwards from its three-month range against the dollar, and the euro is up there at 144 and testing the upper side of its range against the dollar. And we also see that while the dollar is steadied against currencies which has been particularly weak against, such as the Canadian dollar or the Australian dollar, there is still significant room for it to depreciate against pretty much all currencies, and that there hasn't been anything in the way of upward dynamics for the dollar which would suggest that it is merely a steadying prior to this currency getting weaker against a whole basket of different currencies. Against that background, we continue to see that the commodity complex is showing significant relative strength. And for example, gold being a little bit easier in here today, down $3.50, but holding on to the gains of the last couple of days really remarkably well. And the chart pattern looks like that this can go higher in the short to medium term. Silver was relatively flat on the day, and platinum was up about $18. Some of the action continues to be in the industrial metals, where we saw that nickel was up over $1,000 in here today, pushing straight through $20,000. And the copper market was up in here today, as well as was zinc and a number of the other industrial metals. And it is really in the industrial metal complex that we are seeing the bulk of the action. They are certainly showing leadership in that regard. In the rest of the commodity complex, we see, for example, that oil is holding on to its gains, that, for example, soybeans, which has been rampant over the last couple of weeks, was up slightly in here today. Corn was a little bit softer, but both holding on to their gains remarkably well. So the other, I suppose, market of note was in the treasury markets, which were a bit weaker in here today. Treasuries, 30-year treasuries down almost a full point, and the 10-year down about a half a point. So what does this mean for markets generally? Well, relatively quiet action, but what we're seeing is that the trends that have been developing over the last 2 weeks are still in motion, that the stock markets are overextended in the short term. We see that the leading markets of the world, which are concentrated in the growth markets of Asia and commodity producing Latin America, have pushed up to new high ground in the last couple of weeks. They've become a little bit more overextended. They are overextended in the short term and overextended relative to their 200-day moving averages. We haven't seen any downward dynamics, which would suggest that even though they were a bit weaker over the last couple of days, this may be limited to nothing more than a pullback and consolidation prior to some further testing of higher ground. What would question that hypothesis would be downward dynamics on consecutive days, larger reactions than we've seen previously, or indeed a number of these markets putting in failed upside breaks and pulling back into the ranges that they have just recently broken upwards from. Those would all be signals to indicate that we are into medium-term correction type territory and reversions towards the means, which for the light for the sorry for the leading markets have by and large turned upwards at this point. So we will have very sound evidence that we are in new bull market territory. Everything points to that already, and we will have even further confirmation once we see a significant reaction that finds support above or near the moving average, which in turn has already turned upwards. And we're two-thirds of the way to that juncture already. For lagging markets, we see, for example, that the S&P was below 1,000 for a good part of today, but closed just above it, and some consolidation in the region of that big round number I don't think is going to surprise too many people. Interesting also that the Nasdaq Composite is in the region of 2,000. We also saw in Latin America that the majority of markets have held their gains, and Brazil is holding above this 55,000 level rather admirably, and there is room for these markets to continue to push upwards beyond some steadying in the short term and in the absence of downward dynamics. In the treasury markets, they have been quite volatile over the last couple of weeks, but it is very difficult to make a bullish case for long-term treasuries when stock markets are doing well, when commodity markets are doing well, and the market is being flooded with supply. The if there were any other market, when you had that much supply hitting one area, one would expect prices to begin to come lower, yields to push upwards, and that is slowly appearing to be unfolding in the treasury markets. The dollar has been relatively steady over the last couple of days, but has been quite weak over the last couple of weeks. And while it is probably a little bit oversold in the short term, and what we're seeing is some distribution of that downtrend prior to the before prior to some weaker levels being seen, we do need to see it starting to move against currencies such as the euro, where it is testing the upper side of its range. That's a very big currency pair. And if the lesser or commodity markets are any indication of where things are going to go, then we're going to see some pretty big moves. Industrial commodities are outperforming in quite spectacular fashion, and this is against a background not that long ago when we saw that bearish reports and reports calling the end of the commodity super cycle or deriding the notion that it was ever a realistic possibility were commonplace. And we've left that era behind. There is actually, I had an email today pointing out the fact that we've seen very little in the way of bearish commentary over the last couple of weeks. That's not too surprising, because people who hold the bearish case are probably not that popular now. They have probably been stopped out of short positions. And from an analyst perspective, there's no point in writing reports that nobody wants to read. When the next medium-term correction begins to unfold, and when it is towards the end of its run, then we can expect there to be a plethora of bearish reports out there, and look on that as probably as a contrary indicator. In the meantime, the very fact that we don't have too many bearish reports would suggest that the remarkably impressive run that we've had from March all the way through to the last couple of days is becoming mature. And while the evidence we would be looking for to tell us that it is over is just not there yet, this is not a time to be becoming more bullish. This is a time for caution, particularly in stock markets. The commodity markets are having a very good run, but it also pays to remember the mantra that we've cited for years at Fuller Money, not to pay up for commodities. Gold, is a little bit of a special case because it's been consolidating for so long. And you can probably list on your fingers the number of commodities that are close to their highs. Sugar made a new high today, at least in part due to the weak monsoon in India. But that is an individual case with very specific supply and demand fundamentals. Gold is responding to fears that that quantitative easing will not be reined in correctly, and is also, of course, responding to the fact that the dollar has weakened significantly of late. The fact that it has been consolidating for the better part of 18 months, and that this isn't the first time that it's done so, and on the two previous occasions it has sustained an upward break and rallied very significantly, would prove potentially to be the exception rather than the rule of the mantra to not pay up for commodities, because there's a good chance that when it does break to the upside, it will form a very consistent advance in much the same way that it has in the past, because these long trading ranges thin out supply above the market and demand below, creating air pockets. And at the chart seminar, we say that congestion area trading ranges are explosions waiting to happen by definition. So once we do see a sustained upward break, there is a good chance that this market can rally significantly beyond its current trading range. So that makes a caveat in the not paying up for commodities in a ranging type environment, but when they begin to form consistent, orderly uptrends that and do begin to sustain their upward breaks, then we do know that the balance of supply and demand has moved heavily in favor of demand, and it is a different type environment to the volatile ranging phases that they maintain for the bulk of their time. And what we see today in industrial metals has been remarkable strength, but they are also becoming a little bit overextended in the short term, and the better buying opportunities or less risky type of strategy would be to buy them following reactions, and they are likely to continue to hold their progressions of rising lows. And that is where not paying up for commodities is likely to pay. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.